Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain says it plans to start injecting people with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as Monday after becoming the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine following large-scale clinical trials. The British government approved the use of the coronavirus vaccine on Wednesday after the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency announced it had completed its safety review. The decision marks a significant milestone in the battle against the pandemic, although challenges remain for poorer health systems in rolling out the vaccine. Pfizer is expected to deliver 800,000 vaccine doses to Britain in the coming days. The government has so far ordered 40 million doses, enough to vaccinate 20 million people. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned Wednesday of a bleak winter ahead, as the U.S. continues to see nationwide surges of the COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believes December, January, February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the nation. Also Wednesday, the CDC said Americans should quarantine for 10 days after potential exposure to the virus, shortening the previous guideline of 14-day quarantine. The United States has recorded more than 273,000 deaths and more than 13.9 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus this year, according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden met virtually Wednesday with American small business owners and workers who have been impacted by the economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. When he takes office on January the 20th, Biden will immediately be confronted with the slowing of the U.S. economic recovery brought on by the resurgence of the pandemic, even as the release of vaccines is anticipated later this month. Tens of thousands of new infections are being reported daily here in the U.S., with the death toll now topping 272,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Republicans and Democrats in Congress remain unable to reach an agreement on fresh relief for a pandemic-hit U.S. economy. However, there were early signs that a $900 billion bipartisan proposal could be gaining traction as a negotiating tool. On Wednesday, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said outgoing President Donald Trump supported a different Republican proposal put forth by the Senate Majority Leader after the leader, Mitch McConnell, on Tuesday rejected the bipartisan package. The United Nations says it has reached an agreement with Ethiopia to provide humanitarian aid in the country's northern Tigrayan region, where a month of conflict has worsened an existing humanitarian crisis. The UN says the deal will give aid workers access to federal government-controlled areas of Tigray, where federal troops have been fighting the Tigray regional government. The UN has been among a number of organizations calling for access to the region amid the growing humanitarian crisis after foreign workers were forced to evacuate. Well, Peruvian police seized nearly $6 million in fake U.S. bills and arrested one person believed to be part of a known gang which specialized in counterfeiting foreign money. Police announced on Wednesday the phony bills, mostly in tens and twenties, were found in a building in the capital, Lima. They also confiscated the print machine allegedly used to produce that fake money. Police say Peru is one of the countries known for being a haven for money counterfeiters. And authorities in Indonesia are keeping a close eye on a volcano now that forced hundreds of people to flee their village when it began to spew hot ash into the air on Tuesday. Local disaster relief folks are keeping a close watch on that. No reports of any injuries so far. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown.